This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. On the InvestUSA.org microphone, this is Lock and Load. Joining me now, and I don't know, I don't remember why we didn't speak last week, because he had things going on. But joining me now from Shooting News Weekly is Dan Zimmerman. You had occasions going on last week, didn't you?
I did. It was Easter Sunday, so we didn't talk then. And then, it was just a busy week.
Yeah.
Besides, you know, we're here in Austin, which is right in the middle of the totality zone. So everybody is going crazy. We're hunkering down. We're filling up our gas tanks. We're firing up our generators. We're getting ready for the end of the world here.
The totality zone.
Yeah.
For the eclipse tomorrow?
Exactly. I mean, they're declaring states of emergency. It's insane.
It is.
There was an eclipse, what, like in 2017, 2019?
Yeah.
I don't remember all this kind of craziness.
Well, we're always looking for something. I mean, remember Y2K? Do you remember that?
Yeah. I mean, that was a worldwide thing. This lasts for, what, 3 minutes?
Yeah.
5 minutes?
Yeah.
But we've got people flying in from all over the world here and all through the whole zone as it crosses the U.S. So, goodness, it's insane.
I'm going to put a drone in the air at 400 feet tomorrow, and then I'm going to aim it back at – I'm going to film the horizon of the Earth as it goes dark. And I'm going to leave it up there until the sun rises again.
That could be cool.
Yeah.
That could be a neat view.
Yeah. And also got me some of those stupid, funky glasses that you can supposedly look at the eclipse with.
I've got some of those, too.
Yeah.
But the only bad news is it's supposed to be cloudy here in Austin tomorrow, so we may not even see it, you know.
How's that going to work? We can't. How's the world going to end if it's cloudy?
Exactly. I don't know how that's supposed to work out. I guess it'll just get dark.
But then
the light will come right back out.
Then it'll be dark and then it'll be light, just like it has been in every other instance. Do we know of any eclipse that has led to any bad things on the face of the Earth?
Not that I'm aware.
Since we've been measuring.
But apparently, it's also the same day that CERN is firing up their super collider again tomorrow.
Oh, so we're going to have an eclipse and at the same time a black hole.
It's going to open up in Switzerland and swallow the Earth.
So for a brief...
So I won't be talking to you anymore after this.
Yeah, for a brief moment in time, we'll both be in Switzerland because we're going to all get sucked into that black hole in CERN.
Yeah, we'll all be... Spaghettified.
And then we'll just be done. We'll just be done at that point. Yeah. Except, haven't they, at least now, is this the first time they've ever fired up the CERN super collider?
Oh, no.
Oh.
It's been there for decades.
Oh.
But they just happen to be refiring it up tomorrow.
On eclipse day.
Eclipse. And a lot of people who frequently buy a lot of tin foil for their heads.
Uh-huh.
Are convinced that there's some sort of relationship there, and
uh-huh.
that's an extra super double secret
probation
signal that the end is coming tomorrow.
You know, I served in the military with some guys that played Dungeons and Dragons, and they came up with the very same sort of interpretation of a move. They did a move on Dungeons and Dragons and interpreted that to say that they should steal a tracked vehicle and drive it to France.
The unit where Strikes was filmed?
Well,
I don't understand.
Well, I mean, all these natural phenomena that are going on right now, but that have happened before, or the man-made that have happened before, like the CERN Super Collider, and tomorrow is just going to be the day.
Exactly. So did they steal the tracked vehicle?
They did steal the tracked vehicle. They stole the tracked vehicle, and the only problem was that in the 80s, the M113 armored personnel carrier, which was designed to be fast and low slung, it was, you know, a very low profile. They were not designed for gas mileage, and they were designed to have fuel points along the way and a logistics trains behind it to keep it fueled. So they run out of gas, and they got out there and they're looking around, and these are the mental midgets that got out there and interpreted the Dungeons and Dragons move to say to do this. So now their brilliant plan is short-circuited, so they pull out all of the highly classified communications electronics equipment and sell it to a nearby farmer to get enough money to take a bus back to Garrison.
I swear this sounds like it's right out of the Stripe.
Yes, and it does, doesn't it? And we get out there, and they go and reclaim the stuff, and then everybody's trying to figure out where they might be, and one of their people in their platoon goes, let's call their girlfriend's house, and they did, and one of the soldiers answered the phone.
Perfect.
So then I'm on radio watch, right, as this is unfolding, and I'm sitting there, and I'm an E4, I'm a specialist E4, and the scout platoon lieutenant, First Lieutenant Bowman, comes walking up to me, and we're talking about this, and he sits on my lap like he's my girlfriend, and we're talking about this, and the full bird colonel brigade commander comes walking up behind the both of us. Because I'm the one on radio watch, and he comes walking up. He finds his first lieutenant on the specialist's lap, and we both come to attention so hard. I mean, you could the wind pop when we. And he was trying real hard not to laugh at us. He looks at me and he says, "Frady, when we bring the yo-yos back, I want to know." I said, "Yes, sir." And he looked at First Lieutenant Bowman. He says, "Lieutenant," lieutenant looks at him, "Colonel," and they walk. We salute. They walk away, and. He wouldn't talk to me anymore after that. It was like that was the most embarrassing he'd ever be. He was sitting in my lap. I didn't do the evening. Went the other way around. So.
At least he wasn't spying on the women's showers.
No. I don't. We didn't have, in the infantry, there were no women's showers to spy upon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, anyway. So, that's what all of that sounds like to me, though. They're creating the most interesting answers out of problems that heretofore have never been problems before.
Somebody's read the intro, and they've decided that the total eclipse crossing right across a good portion of the United States, combined with opening up a black hole in Switzerland, is going to result in the end of the Earth. And who can argue with that?
And this is all happening because it's going to be a Monday, right?
Yeah, huh? Exactly.
As logical as anything else might possibly be. Have they ever opened up a black hole in the super collider?
No.
No?
No, that was always the prediction and the fear of a lot of people when they built the thing.
Yeah.
So they originally were going to build that thing in Texas and start digging and start building, and then Congress cut funding off for it. It would have been a huge, huge boon to the state and, you know, a lot of dollars and stuff. This was back during, I want to say, the 80s. And when that thing died, they built it in Switzerland. And, it's just high level physics research, but, they were, the crazies were always afraid that somebody's going to accidentally open up a black hole that would swallow up half the Earth or something like that.
It is certainly an interesting time to be alive. We're going to get into the business of Shooting News Weekly when we get back. ShootingNewsWeekly.com. This is where Dan works. The fastest growing gun resource out there for you today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
On the InvestUSA.org microphone, this is Lock and Load, talking with Dan Zimmerman from Shooting News Weekly. I only got one more question about tomorrow. Why is Austin supposed to be the totality of everything? Why?
Well, it's not just Austin. It's a whole band across the U.S.
Oh.
Somewhere here in Texas, stretching up across into I think it goes into Ohio and the Great Lakes. So if you Google there, it'll show the path the totality is going to take. But, you know, Austin's just a popular tourist destination. A lot of people love coming here. It's a nice time of year weather-wise here. So we're drawing a whole lot of eclipse business.
I have heard that Austin, the streets of Austin are paved with a combination of unicorn excrement and marijuana.
There's a good amount of all that here.
Yeah.
Along with delicious barbecue, wonderful tacos, good beer, some good
and apparently with some conspiracy theorists, some really good drugs. So, you know.
I'm sure there's plenty of that too.
I've seen Night of the Comet. If you spend the time this is happening in a lead lined enclosure, you'll be fine.
I don't have one of those, unfortunately, so I guess I'm gonna die with everybody else tomorrow.
Well, you know.
Oh well.
Try not to do that. Let's talk about this Project Unloaded.
Yeah. This thing is it's interesting because it's run by somebody named Nina Vinnick, who we have been following for a long time. She goes all the way back to she used to work at the Joyce Foundation. Yeah, exactly. And she was in their grant making area, and so she's been working on anti-gun efforts for a very long time. She was one of the organizers of the whole March for Our Lives after Parkland. She jumped in, and she was one of the behind-the-scenes people, one of the AstroTurf people who were pulling the strings behind March for Our Lives. You know, they that was made to look like it was just a bunch of plucky kids from from Florida. That's not at all what it was. There were Hollywood producers. There were there's a guy who was on the Board of Regents of the University of California. There was Ms. Vinnick from the Joyce Foundation, which has always been a long time funder of any gun control operation. There was a somebody who was head of diversity, equity, and inclusion, a lawyer who specializes in that. Anyway, the whole March for Our Lives thing was a big fraud. And now Vinnick has I think back in 2022, she left the Joyce Foundation and spun up Project Unloaded, which she said at the time wanted to be the next DARE program. You know, the drug abuse and resistance education. She wants to convince kids to stay away from guns, which, you know, that's not an entirely bad sentiment if what you're trying to do is keep underage kids away from guns and crime and things like that. But that's not what it is. She's trying to demonize guns and basically poison young minds against guns and going anywhere near them so that they become as socially stigmatized as cigarettes and drugs are. So she's the Project Unloaded's latest little campaign here, something they call SNUG, which stands for Safer Not Using Guns. And they're wasting a huge amount of money right now on TikTok ads and Instagram ads, running SNUG ads, and paying teen influencers to further their message. So it's all a huge waste of money. I'm sure she's talked some very wealthy people into funding this for her and paying her salary, but it's going nowhere. All we do is add guns in this country. Another 1.4 million sold last month. I'm sorry, and now 28 states where you don't even need a permit to carry.
I saw a study the other day I think the author of the study, what's her name? Cassandra McBride. And she did a study where instead of looking at it per gun owner, she looked at it per gun. She looked at the comparison per guns, right? Because that's how they characterize it, right? It's about guns. In the U.S., we had 24,867 total homicides with 500 million guns, where in the U.K. they had 615,000 guns and 673 total homicides. In the U.K., that's 0.21 homicides per firearm in the U.K. compared to 0.004 homicides per firearm in the U.S. And then when you look at violent crime between the U.K. and the U.S., in the U.S. in 2022 and 2023, there was right at 2.5 million reported violent crimes. In the U.K., they had 4.2 million reported violent crimes during the same time period, but they have less than one-tenth of the firearms in the U.S. and twice as many violent crimes.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, should we be attacking their little studies and their little TikTok things and their Project Unloadeds and all this other stuff? Should we be attacking that based upon what we know it actually breaks down to per gun?
You know, that's a valid question. It's interesting what apparently prompted her to spin up this whole Project Unloaded thing. As it was talked about in this Guardian article on it, was that the number of Americans who believe having a gun in the house makes a safer place jumped from 35% to 63% from 2000 to 2014.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of thing the anti-gun left cannot abide.
Oh, no.
They can't have people thinking that guns are a good thing or they can actually help protect them.
Yep.
Scares the living hell out of
it. It does. Coming up on the next break, Dan is the editor at ShootingNewsWeekly.com. ShootingNewsWeekly.com went live only 3 months ago, and they are rapidly becoming the biggest, most prolific gun culture resource center that you can find about anything going on within the gun culture, good, bad, or indifferent. ShootingNewsWeekly.com is the website, and the best thing is they took a whole bunch of the writers with them, and they've got the whole, all of that stuff just in its totality, if I can use the word, works out really, really well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. Former President Trump intends to file a lawsuit against the judge overseeing his hush money case in New York. According to the New York Times, the lawsuit aims to challenge the judge's gag order, potentially delaying the trial. The Biden administration has introduced a new plan aimed at reducing student loan debt for over 30 million borrowers. The plan targets borrowers facing runaway interest, those who have been making payments for two decades, and individuals eligible for income-driven repayment schedules. The White House predicts that the plan could eradicate accrued interest on the unpaid balances of 23 million borrowers. Teams are currently removing cargo containers from the ship that collided with the Key Bridge in Baltimore late last month, resulting in its collapse. Coast Guard officials report steady progress in removing sections of the bridge from the ship to alleviate its weight and facilitate movement. Over the weekend, laborers successfully extracted the initial piece of the bridge. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back on the InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from Shooting News Weekly and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Now, I can only imagine what people would be saying to him. They'd be like, well, you know, your father was killed by a gun. You should be against guns. I mean, I'm sure he hears that more than once a day, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I'm guessing he's heard that a lot. And so when he had an interview this week, And directed the blame for mass shootings away from guns, all the right people's hair caught on fire, and they came out of the woodwork to call him a crazy man. He was on something called the Capitol Hill Show, and gave an interview, and he said, look, we've always had an abundance of guns in this country. In the past 20 years, there's been no per capita increase in the amount of guns we have. Yet these killings, these mass killings, have exploded. We need to look at other reasons for that as well. A potential reason, the NIH hasn't studied the causes of gun violence since 1996. They need to be studying to see if there are connections to some of the SSRIs and psychiatric drugs people were taking, whether there's connections to video games. And he's not saying that those things are causing this. He's not saying that, but what he is saying here is, look, we've always had a lot of guns in this country. That hasn't changed. In fact, you know, from 92 to 2019, the number of the guns in this country doubled while violent crime fell. So what's changed? What has happened in this country that has done this? And all he's asking is for people to try and figure out, broaden their minds, stop shouting, it's the guns, and let's see if there might be other reasons behind some of this. Well, that, of course, cannot be abided by people like Gifford, say, immediately to Twitter They said RFK's fringe views are flat out wrong. Every other high-income country has video games and antidepressants. Only in America do our broken gun laws make it so easy for dangerous people to get guns. In other words, we cannot let this man say, it's not the gun. Let's see what else it is. He's not even saying it's SSRI or video games. He's saying, let's look at some of these other things and see if there's some sort of causal relationship there.
Well, you know, and why they... When I graduated from high school in 1979. When did you graduate from high school?
78.
So I remember quite clearly the idea that guns were an issue. That was ever present, because when I would go to school, I would look out through the parking lot in the senior parking lot, and there would be guns hanging in the back windows of all the vehicles that were from the hunters, because the hunters would be out there, you know, they'd either be going hunting before school or after school. So they were ready to go. And they were on school grounds. And, you know, this is in the 70s. Did you see that where you went to school?
I did not. I was in my school was in a more urban area, so we didn't have a lot of that. But, you know, guns were never a consideration in terms of, you know, security. We used to walk in and out of school. We used to leave school for lunch. You know, when you're holding up down a car and that kind of thing, it was a whole different world.
But when I was being bussed into a black community in the 70s, right, the only time I ever saw a weapon in school was a white kid that brought a steak knife to school.
Steak knife.
Yeah. We were desperados back in the 70s, you know.
Yeah. Well, I used to carry a little pocket knife, too, and nobody cared.
Yeah. So,
can't do that today.
You know, something plainly, what do you think has changed between the time we were in school when we didn't have these, you know, we had the Texas Tower shooting. We had some assassinations happening in the 60s, but that was a very radical political time due to the Vietnam War and everything, and, you know, being against the man. And we had the Manson family killings in the 60s and that translated into the 70s and everything else. But what do we have going on that is different then versus today, to where
there have just been some very long-term cultural shifts in this country. A lot of them started with the first Kennedy assassination. I think had a long, slow reduction in the trust in American institutions and in the government, and whether the government was lying to you and that type of thing. And then we had a war on drugs, which did exactly the opposite. We had a war on poverty, which did exactly the opposite of what it was designed to do. Then in more recent years, you throw in what I think is the generally toxic nature of social media and the way online activity has eaten into the brains of a whole lot of people. I don't think that's a positive influence either in general on a lot of people. I mean, most people can handle it. A lot of people can't, though. You know, people on the fringes, people who are already possibly mentally ill, people who have other issues, when you throw in those factors, and now we've got police departments that aren't funded, you've got prosecutors who don't prosecute, we've got decarceration efforts, we've got zero bail laws. It's a wonder that things are kept in check as much as they are right now, I think.
Well, whatever it is, and... I mean, I don't remember, as a kid, I guess I must have led a very sheltered life, but I don't remember the kind of things like thinking that because of a we were sticking pinholes in cardboard to look at the eclipses when I was a kid.
Yeah, we didn't.
We wanted to look at these things. We did not look at them as the harbingers of doom or anything else. And when, I went through a couple of nuclear war drills. Did you? Duck and cover.
Yeah, we had at least one that I remember.
Yeah.
Duck and cover, that kind of thing.
So, in that, we had our stuff that we had to deal with, but we also didn't have this constant barrage of negative stuff coming at us, a la TikTok and Instagram and all the other stuff. We definitely did not think the Earth was going to catch on fire. Do you think the reason that we see all of these shootings now is because people have lost a whole lot of their mind and control over the course of time? The norms have shifted?
Yeah, the norms have definitely shifted. I think people are being preached to that the world's going to end because of climate change. So I figure, what the hell? I think that, they hear, I think, to a much greater extent than we ever did about the problems of society. And there certainly are problems in society, but I think there's just much more coverage of the negativity and in the desire for clicks and eyeballs. All that is emphasized and driven home more. And I think that has a long-term negative effect on people's mental health.
So, in this, I guess RFK Jr. is correct, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of his. And I think
me either.
Out there on a lot of things, but I think in this one, I don't see where he said anything unreasonable here. I'm not sure. I don't think video games are necessarily the issue, but who knows what else. And I think there are. I think it's at least worth looking at.
Hang on for me, if you will. We'll be right back talking to Dan Zimmerman, Shooting News Weekly. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load, and talking to Dan Zimmerman from ShootingNewsWeekly.com. I looked at this first sentence in this, and this is just too juicy. President Joe Biden and his reelection campaign team oddly continue to make his successes on gun violence a top messaging priority. What have I missed?
Well, exactly. I mean, think one of the toughest jobs in America right now has to be running Joe Biden's reelection campaign.
Mm.
What are you running on? What are you holding up as a success? Is it the economy? Foreign relations? I'm really not sure. What you're running on these days, trying to fire up everybody to come out and vote for Joe in November. Oddly enough, as Larry Keene notes here, that one of the things that they are running on is their quote unquote success in the gun violence area. And by that, what they mean is the weaponization of the ATF and using useful idiots like John Cornyn to pass the Safer Communities Act, bipartisan Safer Communities Act. But the problem, as Keene notes here, is in latest polling, the approval, like on every other aspect of American life, the approval of Biden's handling of all gun issues has gone down. Since according to the poll, just 29% of Americans approve of Biden's performance on guns, marking a 7-point decline from the last time it was conducted in February. 54% disapproval mark is up 4 points from the previous poll. In other words, Biden is out there saying, you know, I passed more gun control than anybody has in generations, and we're going to do more. We're going to outlaw assault weapons and all this stuff. That's playing directly to his hard left anti-gun base. Those are literally the only people who jump for that kind of thing. Mr. and Mrs. America aren't buying that and don't like what they're hearing, as this poll from YouGov and The Economist shows. And another thing that I'm sure that the great minds behind the campaign aren't aware of is that about 40% of all new gun owners right now are Democrats. I doubt that they are looking to have their gun rights curtailed when there are a huge number of people in their own party out there buying firearms.
I think, you know, and this is the thing I've asked a whole lot of times. For all of these people that believe the lines that are thrown their way. And, that you know, most Democrats that go for gun control, they're more like minor birds than they are true believers.
Yes. Because
they're just echoing what they heard.
Correct.
They're just making the same sounds they heard, and they're just mimicking that. Let's look at the COVID thing. I talked about that earlier. During the COVID thing, when everybody thought everything was going to be going to hell in a handbasket then, how many leftists were out there buying guns, and how many leftists, like in California, were finding out, well, yeah, you got to wait 10 days. Well, I need it now. Well, this is, you remember the gun control you voted for? This is it.
Mm-hmm.
And they found out the hard way, and I wonder, with that 40% number, I wonder how many of them slowly start to do that that whole gun control algebra and do all the work and work the entire problem the way you're supposed to see how much of a failure it is.
Well, the thing is, so many of them truly do live in bubbles. You know, they may know somebody who owns a gun, but they don't know gun people.
Right.
They don't know people who live in rural areas who, you know, live and work with guns all the time. People hunt. People carry guns every day for personal defense. You know, the NSF has found out about 30% of all gun buyers have been first-time purchasers over the last several years. That's a lot of brand new gun owners. That's a lot of them are minorities. A lot of them are Democrats. A lot of them are exactly the people the Biden administration think they're targeting and talking to,
right,
with this message going full gonzo on guns in the next 4 years if he's reelected. And as this polling shows, people aren't buying that. They're not. This is not something that's appealing to them. This is not what they want to hear. But again, if you're in charge of messaging in the Biden administration, what else are you running on?
Well, the other thing is, in these areas where you have heavy gun control, you don't hear too much about we hear about the knockout game and the stabbings and the, you know, being hit from behind and all that other stuff. But nobody's ever done any, nobody's proposing any sort of a ban, so they don't get out of there and even make up fake statistics about it where they do with guns. And I have to think that given what's happening in some of these blue cities where now the crime is beginning to get out there and get into the really nice neighborhoods, now that is when it makes it to that strata, does that mean the entire nation knows about it now?
Oh, I think we're well past that point. I mean, the nation knows what's going on. If you talk to people, the biggest problem, some of the biggest problems, particularly in urban areas, right behind the economy on the top of people's list,
right,
is crime and safety, and not people not feeling safe and seeing people who commit crimes back on the streets within 24 hours. That doesn't lead to a general feeling of well-being. You don't want to let your kids out, you know, walk around by themselves. You're worried. A lot more people are worried for their personal safety.
The other thing I think is that whole immigration thing where they're now they're making terrorist noises. They're making terror attack noises all throughout the United States. Although, quite honestly, as I talk to some of the law enforcement around here, they're like, well, it was just as dangerous last year as it is this year. I mean, and some of it is actually being done. Some of this noise that we're hearing coming from the government now, some people are thinking this is just about funding. Like the whole thing in Arkansas, that was about funding. With that little ninja raid they did on the airport executive?
Yeah. You know, I don't know how they expect to get more funding at something like that, especially as badly as that appears to have been botched and
yeah,
totally mishandled. You know, when they had every opportunity to arrest that guy peacefully during the day, instead they had to kick his door and go in, you know, middle of the night And of course, he didn't know. He tried to defend himself, and they killed him.
Right.
Why did they do that? Why wouldn't they have arrested this guy at his place of business, which is an airport, where he couldn't have been armed anyway? They didn't even have to worry about that. Why did they have to kick his door in the middle of the night? Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, I've heard some of that argument, too, that this is all about funding, but I don't see how even some of the great minds of the ATF would have thought that would have helped them get more money in their budget next year.
Well, they did Waco and Randy Weaver the same way.
Exactly, and those were huge nationwide story debacles, you know, that they're still being crucified for,
yep.
Rightly so, and has forever tarnished their image.
Right. Yes, it has. Yes, it has. Yes, it has. But I think right now government has gotten to the point now where, Joe Biden is just at the very least now, I think America may be a little more awake as to what's going on inside the U.S. Their government is doing. That'd be nice. That'd be nice if they understood that.
Yeah, I think there's a much wider knowledge base about that these days. Much more people have the scales have fallen from a lot of people's eyes, especially after COVID.
Yeah. Well, Dan, of course, comes to us via shootingnewsweekly.com. This is becoming the fastest growing gun culture resource out there. If you're looking for politics, you're looking for reviews or anything else, they put it together on a regular basis, and they're doing it better, I think, than they used to. We'll be right back. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIP. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.